1.3. So, how's the job hunting going?
Well, I haven't got very far, to be honest. I'm struggling to work out what my transferable skills are.
Well, you've done so much, Sylvia. I'm sure you've got lots of skills that would be useful in almost any job. Why don't you tell me some things you've done, and then we can work out what transferable skills you've got?
Well, I applied for my MA course while I was working in Africa, and even managed to start doing some research for the course before I came back to England.
Ah, so you're clearly quite good at planning. What were you doing in Africa? I'm sure that you developed lots of skills while you were there that will help you get a job.
I worked for an NGO as part of a large team with people from all over the world. We all lived together and shared a bathroom. The work was quite varied and I was given different tasks to complete each week.
Oh, like what?
Well, for example, on the project, our main aim was to educate local people about the need for reforestation.
Wow.
We tried putting up posters, but this didn't have much of an effect. We needed to find a better way to communicate this message. Later on, I talked to respected members of the community and convinced them to talk to other people in the village. This approach was far more effective.
You've always been good at persuading other people.
I guess you're right. When I was at university, I was the communications officer of the student union, and I was responsible for dealing with suppliers. I had to order food and drink for university concerts and so on. It was always possible to get a better deal if you were good on the phone. It wasn't just a question of being persuasive, though. It was really a case of being clear and expressing yourself well, making sure that everybody understood what I was saying.
Oh, okay. I think we've got lots to work on already. Now, let's try and think about what you said in terms of transferable skills.